This week in our series on Ephesians, we come to a challenge to change. Earlier on in his letter, Paul has said we should live a life worthy of our calling. And here it expands on that a little bit and says we must no longer live like the pagans do, like we once did. Paul says we're to put off our old self and put on the new self, almost like we're changing our clothes. But this change is not just an external thing like changing clothes. You see, just as the clothes we choose to buy and wear say something about our character, say something about who we are, so this new self that Paul calls us to put on, this new life that Paul calls us to lead, reveals the inner change we went through when we became Christians. Our faith is not just a new set of rules to follow, it is a new life to live. And God doesn't leave us powerless in living this new life. He gives us a new heart, a new birth, and makes us a new creation. Jesus says, quite literally, we are born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. So what is this old which is gone? What are the old dirty clothes Paul calls us to shed? Well, he identifies in this passage some unworthy ways we must put off, as impurity, greed, deceitful desires, lies, anger, stealing, corrupt conversation, bitterness, rage, slander, and malice. And Paul says, look, make a choice. Take control. Stop doing these things. They're not worthy of your calling. Discard your old ways like an old jacket or coat. Take them off. Get rid of them. Don't hold on to them. Assign them to the bin. Instead of those dirty, old, dingy clothes, put on your inheritance, your robe of righteousness. Like Joseph with his coat of many colours, displaying the full dazzling colour of God's character, speak the truth in love. Deal with your anger. Work in order to give to those in need. Spread words that bless people. Be kind, compassionate, forgiving. The devil tries to rob us of that inheritance by keeping us in our old clothes. He closes our minds. He keeps us in ignorance of the liberating truth that can set us free from old habits and old attitudes and old behaviours. Paul says here, be made in the new attitude of your mind. Put off your old mindset and put on a new mindset. Put on a totally different perspective from the heavenly realms. J.B. Phillips translates Romans 12:2 as, do not let the world press you into its mould. So how do we live this life worthy of the calling we have received? In writing to the Corinthians, Paul says the weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. And he calls us to demolish things that set themselves up against the knowledge of God and to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. So how do we do that? Well, we can't do much better than do what Paul suggests in Philippians 4 verse 8, where he says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So what things will you put on this week? Will you put on those dingy old clothes? Your old self? Will you lapse back into the old bad habits you once had? Or will you take up the coat of many colours God has for you and put on the clothing of Christ? And will you live the life that Paul says is worthy of your calling?